Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to let this song play a little bit. I'm going to let this song play. I woke up with this in my spirit, and do I tell you, that has been my prayer over the last 24 hours. God, just you just be glorified. You just be lifted high. I just want you, as you come in on the prayer line this morning, trust me, God intervened this morning. It was so like, okay, God, what we doing this morning? Just been in the presence of God, just asking him, what is he going to do? And my dear sister called me this morning. She got her dates mixed up from August date to this morning. And I was like, listen, this is nobody but God. You can still, you know, you can still come on the prayer line. And so this morning we have a powerful, powerful woman of God that's going to be with us this morning. And I'm just waiting for her to come on and let me know that she's on the line. Hallelujah. But I want all of us to get into the mindset this morning that we just want God to be glorified. We just want his way to be done in our lives. We want him to give us clarity on direction and clarity of peace. You know, I don't know about you, but I am really in a search for God. And so, listen, she's coming on the line, but I want to tell you a little bit about her. I got to turn this down because if I don't, I don't think she would be able to get on the line because I'd be in the presence of God this morning. But listen, I don't know what God has given her, but I know it is an on time. She's such an intercessor, and every morning she is leading a group in prayer on Facebook called Battle. I think it's Battle Like a Boss. And she is, listen, y'all, it's so much I can say about her. She's married with three children. She's a certified life and health coach. She's a pastor of a prophetic worship outreach ministry. She pastors in St. Augustine, but my sister covers six churches on the East Coast. And Apostle Tammy Reese is an amazing woman. I have seen her come through battles. I have seen her come through sicknesses. I have seen her come through warfare. I have seen her stand and prophesy and preach through some of the most tumultuous seasons. And I celebrate the God that is in her. And so I'm going to bring her on. Sis, are you on yet? Hallelujah. Well, she's not on yet. I don't know what's going on, but we glorify God this morning. We glorify him this morning. We just want him to be glorified. And but before she comes on, I want to celebrate. I don't know if Evangelist Tracy is on the line this morning, but let me tell you something, saints of God. I always say this, we have only one Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is speaking the same thing all over the country. We are in the season of reset and restitution and restoration and recovery. The Bible says that David inquired of the Lord when Ziklag was burned down, and he said, should I pursue? And the Lord gave him such a profound statement. He said, yes, you shall pursue, and without fail, you're going to recover all. You're going to recover everything, which means everything that is there, you can have it. And I just believe that when she told her testimony on yesterday, when God will reach back and give you restitution, she said the ID won't let her in. Let me see. Let me text her this ID right quick. Please excuse me. That devil is a lie. She is going to get on this phone. 9679 pounds. But we're going to recover all. Y'all, do I tell you, Evangelist Tracy, you don't even understand how your testimony ignited something in me. It ignited something in me. And I just believe that we are seeing, not we're going to see, we will see the power and the glory of God. I believe we're in the Amos 9 moment, that the blessings of God are going to come on the heel of another, on the heel of another, on the heel of another. And when it comes at the heel of another, when it comes on the heel of another, on the heel of another, it's going to go so fast, it's going to make our head spin. And so Evangelist Tracy is on the line, and I am so grateful for you. And I just believe that you, yesterday with your testimony, it was a catalyst to open up something, a portal in heaven for us to stand and believe God and not doubt him. This morning before Apostle Tracy called me, I was going to talk about when God told the man of God, go back again, go back, told the prophet, go back again. When he went to see, he said, go back again in the book of Kings. And when he went back, he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. Sometimes the process, we were riding in the car and Moose said something so profound. He said, Mom, you know what? Sometimes we got to pray and ask God to help us process the process. And I was like, wow, you know, that was profound to me. Because sometimes getting to that place of that ultimate return, you will just see little small hands. You just see, you know, clouds the size of a man's hand and just be a fist size. But in that fist size, you don't even understand. If you just go back again, you're going to see a miracle. If you go back again, if you go fishing again, you're going to break the net. If you go fishing again, God's going to call you to come back with so much overflow that it's going to blow your mind. I just believe it. I believe we're in that season. I'm not just saying that. You know, I've been empowered by the messages that Bishop has been praying. I mean, been preaching. I have notes. I'm taking nuggets. And every day, literally, saints, every day, I am getting up with a declaration. The Bible says, they that wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And my strength is being renewed because I take nuggets. And this morning I got up and said, God, if you did it for Evangelist Tracy, I thank you that I'm waiting on you with the same expectation. I'm not backing down on my faith. I'm not backing down on what you said. And though it tarry, it's going to come because I trust you at your word. I take you at your word. You have never let us down. You never let a giver down. And you told us that you love a cheerful, prompt to do it giver. And I thank God that this is the season. Listen to this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. I don't know if she's coming on the line, but I'll tell you, I got a word this morning from God when I was praying. And the Lord said to me, you're going to see exactly what I promised you. You're going to see it. You're going to see it, Ann, and you're seeing it now. Listen, y'all, you need to set your faith and your attention that things are coming. Things are happening. I believe there's going to be overturns from unexpected places. And by the time it hit our lives, we're going to be so overwhelmed. But it was not a secret. It was always on God's radar. It never caught God by surprise. In the heavens, before we got here, he signatured this gate for you and I to be blessed. He signatured this moment for you and I to be blessed. He signatured this moment in time that God will cause our payback and our comeback to be bigger than our loss. Who's that for today? I don't know. Maybe that's for me. Your comeback and your payback is bigger than your loss. I know you lost some stuff. I know that you have been feeling like, God, when is it my time? It is your time. It is your season. It is your harvest. This year, you are going to finish stronger than you did any other year. He told me this morning, this year, you're going. You're going to finish stronger than you ever been. Apostle Tammy, if you're on the line, just call me and let me bring you in. Just call me and let me bring you in because the phone line is muted. So just come in, call me, and I'll let you in because I believe if you call me, you got something to say. And so you can just come on in and just start interceding. But I want to share this with you. Listen, I knew because of the mantle that is on her life, I knew the enemy somewhere was going to stir it up, but it's okay. Hold on. Let me get her in here. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hello, Apostle Tammy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The word of the Lord came to me this morning. Hallelujah. Giving honor to everybody. Amen. He gave me Romans 8:28. Life happens. Amen. Life happens, but we don't like what's going on. Amen. Church change happens, but we're uncomfortable with it. Unexpected blows happen. Hallelujah. But we don't like it. It's uncomfortable. We see the changes in the nation happen. We don't like it, but it's happening. Thank you, Jesus. Life happens. I'm here to tell you this morning that the Lord is saying to you in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that the plans, hallelujah, that we know that the plans that God has for you, amen, it was called according to your purpose, amen. That thing that you was going through, it was for your purpose. That broken marriage that failed, it was for your purpose. That weeping of the son, it was for your purpose. That weeping for the daughter, it was for your purpose. For we know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And then it reads in 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of God. One thing for sure, that when we look at verse 28, you was called according to his purpose. And then it also says, for the ones that love God. And I just believe, because of the battles that try to get on here this morning, he just wanted me to remind you that you love him. And because you love him, he's going to do it for you. Because you love him and you showed up in prayer, God is going to open up the heavens for you. I'm here as a prophet of God today to say, because you love him, he's going to do it just for you. It's delayed, but it's not denied. You're going to see the manifestation of the glory of the Lord. Now, Father, we thank you because you're going to do it. God, we thank you because you're going to reign in our houses. God, we thank you that you're going to reign in our churches. You're going to do it. We thank you. We thank you that you're going to heal the broken. We thank you in our family. Because we love you, because we chose righteousness, God, we shall stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because we love you, God, we thank you now. Reign in the earth, reign in our houses, reign in our community, reign in our churches. Thank you, God, that you are reminding us, because we love you, you're going to do it just for us. Lord, we thank you. We kneel before the altars in the Harabosha. We kneel before the altar today. And God, we remind ourselves, because you love us and we love you, you're going to do it for us, God. I'm speaking to the leaders, because you've been faithful and because you love them, because you love God. God, we thank you. The Father is going to do it. The Father is going to do it. The Father is going to do it. God, we thank you because you're going to do it. He's going to save that son, God. God, we thank you that you're going to save him and sanctify him. God, we thank you that you're going to deliver, God. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We remind you of your word, God, and you are not the son of man that shall lie. No, you're the son of man that shall repent. You are the son of God, and you never change on us. We believe your word, God. We thank you now. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Jesus. Your power still remains. Mantles of old
Thank you, God. Evangelist, come alive again. Deacon, come alive again. Bishops, revive again. Evangelists and prophets, fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. Because you love him, God, we thank you. We bow before the throne. You are God. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Breathe on your nation of people. Breathe on them now. Breathe on the kingdom family. Breathe, God. Restore and rebuild. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. You get the glory and you get the honor. We bless your name, God. We lift our hands and seek for the corner. God, thank you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your consoling fire. We bless your name on high. No weapons that's formed against our purpose shall prosper. And so, kingdom family, God, we thank you that you are God. We thank you, Jesus, that you are Jehovah Rapha. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. We are reminded through your word that because we love you, hallelujah, Jesus, because we love you, is working for our good. Is working for our good, God. Is working for our good. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We're going to do ministry in the right posture, Lord, because it's working for our good. We're going to stand in our marriage because it's working for our good. A single woman, a single man. We're going to stay holy because it's working for our good. God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of God. We bless your name, God, and we recognize, Lord Jesus, that holiness is still right. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Breathe on the church. Breathe on us, God. Keep us divinely connected. Oh, God, keep us, God, in the posture of holiness. Keep us, God, in a oneness with you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. It happened. Oh, God, it happened. But it's good. It's for my good. It hurt me, Jesus. It hurt them, Jesus. But it was for my good. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Jesus. For the Bible declares, in all things, give him thanks. It's on that that you're facing. God, thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. And say, thank you. Thank you for my circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, God. We give you praise, God. And God, as a body of believers, oh God, we stand on Romans 8:28, Lord God. Your word does not return back to your void. And so we are reminded, God, that we will stand on your word. We will transform our mind. We will let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. God, we will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh God, we bless your name. Oh God, we bless your name. Oh God, we bless your name. Let there be a nation praise. Let there be a nation praise. Let there be a nation praise. Let there be a nation cry to say, thank you, Lord. It was for my good. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I shall rise again. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. God bless the bishop. God bless the prophet. God bless the evangelist. God bless, oh God. Bless Jesus, the pastors. God bless them and remind them to remember it was for their good, God, in the name of Jesus. Lost some people, but God, we thank you. Turn backs on us, but God, we thank you. Oh God, for the race, for the race is not given to the swift, but he that endureth to the end. Come on, nation of people, rise in your prayer life, rise in your praise, rise in your belief. God is with us, Emmanuel. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're going to take care of the church. Oh, God, who is the church? We are. We are. God, we thank you. We confess out of our mouth. We are the representation of the church. God, we thank you. We will shine. We will be obedient. We will run, God. We will run to you. God, we seek the glory. Let glory hit our houses. Let glory consume us. Let glory. God, we thank you. God, we love you. Oh, God, we adore you. Nobody like you. Searched all over. Can't find nobody. God, we bless you, Jesus. Go into every city in the mighty name of Jesus and breathe your anointing and remind your people, God, it was for your Messiah. It was working for their good in the name of Jesus. God, in every Ibasako, in every country, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for a turnaround. God, we thank you for a revival breakout. God, we thank you. We thank you that the sons of God are standing up, God, and taking their rightful places. God, we thank you. Come on, brothers and sisters. Let's connect in the realm of the spirit. And God, we thank you. Oh, God, for the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And the just shall live by faith. God, we trust you. God, we trust you. We lean not to thy own understanding. God, we trust you. And we're leaning and depending on you. God, we trust you, God. We shall look to the hill from which cometh our help. And our help shall come from the Lord. Come on, keep looking, church. Keep looking, Jeroboshaya. Keep looking, Imansaboshaya. Hallelujah. We're standing on Romans 8 and 28. Edmond said, we won't move. Hallelujah. Your word does not return back to your void. Oh, God, you're going to save our whole house in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, the blood still works. Sling the blood. I smear the blood of Jesus on my situation. In the name of Jesus, we smear the blood of Jesus on our situations. Oh, God, Emmanuel, and we're not coming out empty-handed in the name of Jesus. Consuming power in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to your houses. I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost. He will reign. He will do it. He will sanctify. He will reign. He will manifest miraculous signs and wonders. Just as the prophet Joel talked about. He cannot have a Messiah. He cannot have a Sunday. And God, you get the glory. And God, you get the praise. And we honor you so much. We love you and we adore you now. We bow down as disciples before your throne. And we bow before the King. And we believe you, God, for Romans 8 and 28. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And I connect my faith with yours wholeheartedly. It is in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Iman sayadabosaya. Handadabosaya. Hallelujah. Take this time, amen, to speak a blessing over Bishop Clinton. Iman sayadabosaya. Oh God, begin to just strengthen him, God, for the journey. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I give honor to Dr. Mary. Hallelujah. House. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. I hear God say, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rain on their Messiah, on their Basakaya Monsiah. Rain, God, in the name of Jesus. Be not weary in well doing. And this is what I hear God say. Be not weary in well doing. For the Lord, Hayamansiah, has seen your labor. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. In your harvest, Ishemakata is Rabasaya popping up in Mansokoshataya. Hey, Yananabosaya. God, I thank you for Dr. Ann Mercer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That saw something in me. God, I pray, Father, that you will bless her. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, God, with good measure. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue to bless her, oh God, and continue to bless this connection, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the power of prayer. Hallelujah. We recognize that it is the most intimate, hallelujah, place that you can get in God. All you got to do is continue to strike the fire in his presence. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to serve this morning. Back in the hands of Dr. Mercer. I don't know what to say. All things are working together for your good. I want you to be encouraged this morning. Thank you, Apostle Tammy. Just on fire. I was like, wow, God. But it just goes inside of what we've been decreeing and declaring, that it's working for our good. I want you to be blessed today. I'm praying for the Women's Conference. Thank you, Apostle Tammy. Thank you so much for reminding us, because we love God, he's going to do it. He is going to do it. And you just kind of came in what I was saying, that our comeback and our payback is going to be greater than the attack or the loss that we had. And so I want you to be encouraged today and start your week off decreeing that all things are working together. We're praying for the Women's Conference. We're praying for the success of the Women's Conference. We're praying for Bishop. We're praying, God, that whatever is on his heart, that he will build it debt-free. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that everything the woman of God prayed, that we will have a powerful packed Monday beginning our week. And y'all be blessed. Have an amazing day. And I'll see you back on this prayer line on Wednesday. God bless.